In the nuclear resistor office, we have a squiggly piece of heavy wire coated with green plastic, a treasured trophy from a legendary anti-nuclear victory, a victory won by women. There's even a song about it from folk legend Peggy Seeger. When I visited the Greenham Common Women's Peace Camp almost 30 years ago, the women gave me that small artifact from the chain-link fence that once surrounded a British airbase where U.S. nuclear missiles were deployed and then kicked out. From 1981 through the year 2000, women committed to nonviolent action to end the threat of nuclear war, camped outside the gates of the Royal Air Force Base at Greenham Common despite violent intimidation and repeated evictions, hundreds of arrests, and multiple jail terms. Back in 1980, the base had been picked to host the first deployment of U.S. nuclear-armed ground-launched cruise missiles. It was the height of the Cold War nuclear arms race, and these new missiles and their companion Pershing missiles being deployed at NATO bases across Europe were a colossal escalation of first-strike nuclear threats. It was the height of the Cold War nuclear arms race, and these new missiles and their companion Pershing nuclear missiles being deployed at NATO bases across Europe were a colossal escalation of first-strike nuclear threats. Compared to ICBMs, these new intermediate-range missiles cut the flight time to incinerate Moscow in half. So in the summer of 1981, a few dozen women from Wales began a 100-mile peace march to Greenham Common. When they arrived in early September, four of the women chained themselves to the fence. Guards taunted them to stay as long as you want. So they did. The first missiles would not arrive until November 1983, but their audacious action and its mission proved a contagious idea. Soon, women across generations and backgrounds flocked by the hundreds to join the peace camp, now at all eight gates into the base. Guided by feminist principles, they organized themselves without hierarchy and without designated leaders who could be targeted by police and opposition media. Allied peace camps sprang up at bases across Europe and in the United States. Major demonstrations at Greenham created iconic images of feminist war resistance that still embolden us today. In 1982, in December, the 30,000 women that Peggy Seeger sings about joined arms to embrace the base, fully encircling it while other women cut the fence and occupied the missile bunkers under construction. The next April, 50,000 people formed a 14-mile human chain connecting Greenham to the nuclear bomb factories at Aldermaston and Burfield. And in October, just days before the first missiles arrived, 400 women cut down over 2,000 yards of that 9-mile-long green chain-link fence, and nearly 200 were arrested. Despite media silence once the missiles had arrived, the women persisted. The nuclear war planners had imagined that mobile convoys of cruise missile launchers would blend into the countryside, their location hidden from the Soviets. But the fact that women were camped at the gates, primed for action, and working with Cruise Watch, a regional network of civilian spotters, made sure that the location of each and every one of 68 convoys that roamed the Salisbury Plain from March of 84 through July 1990 was known to the world. Sometimes women cut through the fence to damage and occupy convoy vehicles before they even left the base. Any tactical value of hidden missiles was totally obliterated by public protest inside the base, at the gates, on the roads, and in the villages they raced through on their way to the training sites. Even Soviet Premier Gorbachev agreed that there could be no doubt that the committed women who held their ground at the peace camp and the millions of people they inspired into action worldwide played a role when he and President Reagan in 1987 signed the Intermediate Nuclear Forces Treaty. And as a result, the cruise missiles were all withdrawn from Europe by 1991, their warheads removed, and the missiles themselves ceremoniously cut to pieces right here in Tucson, Arizona. The U.S. Air Force departed the next year, and the base was closed. The women remained until 2000, ensuring that the common was finally returned to the community. A commemorative memorial garden was dedicated at the now historic campsite in 2002. But, as we know, the nuclear war planners did not go away, and long after those last U.S. nuclear weapons left Britain, They are now set to go back. The U.S. F-35s based at RAF Lakenheath could soon have their own nukes. The Lakenheath Alliance for Peace is hosting a peace camp there from April 14th to the 25th, 2025. For more information, visit lakenheathallianceforpeace.org.uk. This has been Jack Cohen-Joppa for Nuclear Hot Seat with another story from the Nuclear Resistor Archives to inspire your activism today.